so much made of the chemistry with you and the receivers, but can you kind of talk about the chemistry between you and your offensive line, because they've really been protecting you well the past couple of years?
Well, they have done a great job, and certainly every quarterback appreciates, you know, when you don't get sacked. Really didn't get hit a whole lot against Cincinnati, so appreciate the effort those guys have made week after week. There have been some different guys in there playing, and whoever's been in there stepped up to the plate. So I'm grateful for their effort. Those guys practice well. We spend a lot of time together talking during meetings, watching film together. I think the one thing between a quarterback and his offensive line is constant communication. You're always talking. So we treat practice like a game, treat meetings like a game, where you're constantly talking, trying to be on the same page, especially when you play on the road.
And like everything else, does it progress from game one to now game nine?
Well, you certainly would hope so. I mean, the idea is being able to add more to your offense as the season progresses. Hey, we can handle that. Yeah, we can handle that change or that type of communication. You certainly want to prevent, you know, overloading guys and, you know, not letting them think too much. You want these guys to be able to play fast and play aggressive. But the more games you play, the more experienced you should be and the better off you should be.
Peyton, when you look at this offense 8 games in terms of cohesion and production, how does it look in actuality compared to maybe what you envisioned at the beginning of the season when there were so many uncertain question marks?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't have really any vision. I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, when you're playing with new players and a new offense, you know, it takes a little while to get to know guys, and you know, you're still getting to know guys. You know, you just see how guys react late in the season. You see how guys handle, you know, road games, you know, certain coverages, whatever. So I'm learning every week about my teammates and about myself, you know, kind of in this new role. And I think that's going to be ongoing the entire season. If you can have some success while you're learning, winning games, you know, that's obviously a positive thing. But I think you never stop learning. 8 games, I mean, my 15th year, you're still learning. But I think we are working to try to get on the same page and trying to be more productive each week than we were the week before, and hopefully we can keep that up.
What specifically are you doing better within this offense now compared to the beginning of the season?
Well, I mean, I think, like I said, experience is your best teacher. So I think I do know more about, you know, my teammates and about, you know, what certain guys like and kind of how, you know, as a receiver, you kind of know how a guy's body moves and when he's going to come out of a break. And, you know, the more repetitions you get, the better. But, you know, I don't know him as well as I would if I played with a guy for 5 years. I mean, it's just it's been a crash course. You know, everybody's been cramming. So, but you should be a little better in week 9, hopefully, than you were in week 1. But I still think we have room for improvement. And my hope is that we'll continue to put that work in to improve. That's the key. I mean, working as hard as you can here and late in the season so you improve. And hopefully you're playing your best football here late in the season. That's the goal.
You've gotten to line up against Von Miller a lot in practice and dating back to training camp. From a quarterback's perspective, what makes him so difficult to play against?
Well, I mean, certainly Von has special athletic skills, and his ability to run, to cover ground. I mean, you know, certain things that he has, you just can't teach. And so, but, you know, I think Von is, you know, it's a new defense for him, you know, going under Coach Del Rio. And I know those guys are learning each week as well. So, but certainly glad, you know, to be on his team.
What do you think of Cam?
I mean, anything more specific? I mean, what's the...
His development, you know, you've been a number one pick and the pressure that comes with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, certainly when you, are a number one pick on a team, there are a lot of expectations. I don't know Cam real well, but obviously he's got just a ton of ability. And, you know, it seems like he's, getting better. You know, it's going to be constant scrutiny on him, but I know he's a heck of an athlete. I know our defense is in for a tough challenge going against, you know, Cam and their offense. He's capable of making some spectacular plays. I saw him firsthand last year. I wasn't playing and saw just how special of an athlete he is and what kind of live arm he has. And so our defense knows what kind of challenge they're in for playing against him, and especially their running backs as well, and Steve Smith.
You say experience is the best teacher. Are you better at the constant scrutiny now than you were when you were a young quarterback? Is that something you get better at too?
I guess I would like to think that you, that you kind of learn, sort of learn how it works a little bit. But it's kind of part of it, I guess. So you try to. I've always tried to kind of stay pretty even keel. Not get too high and too low, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I usually don't read what you write, So even it's good or bad. I know, yeah. So but I think that does kind of help you kind of stay pretty even keeled. And I think the key is working just as hard after a good game, as you do after a bad game, and trying to get better, because it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, and you're kind of riding this roller coaster. The more even keeled you can be, I think the better off it, the easier it is.
Fox coached there for so long. You sense this is at all special for him?
Well, I can't speak for Coach Fox. I have played in a game though where a coach returned, to his to a place, that was special to him, and that he was a great coach for. Obviously when we went back to Tampa in 2003, Coach Dungy, this year after he left Tampa. That would have been 2 years after he left Tampa, and I guess similar to now. So yeah, I can't speak for him, but certainly Coach Fox is our coach. He's our leader. I think every week you want to win for your head coach. I've always believed that players should want to win for many reasons, but one of them should be for their head coach. I can't speak for him for what his emotions are or whatnot. But it's an important game because it's the next game for us, and it's a tough team on the road. Against the defense that's probably improved more than anybody the past few weeks.
Peyton, you break up the season into quarters, so if you allow yourself to look at say the next two quarters of the season, the second half of the season. What would you personally, and you as a leader of this team, tell your team to look out for, the pitfalls, especially with the lion's share of your division games coming up?
Well, I think we break it into quarters, and this next quarter, has two road games, and it was the first thing that jumps out at you, and two division games. But even though it's a quarter, you still take those one at a time. So, we are all about, the Carolina Panthers. I think their record is misleading to the kind of team they have. They're coming off a big win on the road. They'll be fired up at home. And so, it's about trying to get better every week. That's what you have to do. If you get better every week, then you hope some things can take care of themselves. I thought we got a little better last week, and, I think it's important to do the same this week.
What stands out to you about their defense?
Well, I think all defenses, you kind of start up front. And they are active guys up front that they can – I don't know what their first or second ranked in sacks, have a lot of sacks. Most of those sacks have come just by rushing four, which tells you they can get pressure with just rushing four if they have all the blitzes as well. And, so I think we've got a real challenge up front, running the ball and pass protecting against their front seven. And, hopefully we'll step up to that challenge.
Trendon Holliday has world-class speed. What would it mean for this offense to add that kind of dynamic?
Well, I think, Mike McCoy is always looking to – put playmakers on the field. I think he's proven this year that he's very flexible in his play calling and in his schemes as far as putting guys out there he thinks can give us a chance to make plays and get down the field. And so, Trendon, that was a huge play for us in the special teams. And, he's obviously an offensive player. So, we'll see on that. He's obviously got some explosive capabilities for sure.
In the other night, you mentioned that you and Eli will sometimes share information on common opponents. How has he been able to help you, and how do you think you help him, especially with, them playing the Bengals?
Yeah, like I said, we talked. He's played Carolina, and I played Cincinnati. And so, you just talk. I've done that with other quarterbacks as well. So, you still you still got to go play the game, and sometimes a team will play maybe us differently than they did, the Giants or whoever. So, it's just good to talk football with somebody that's played them before, and just give you a little. There's something about playing a team as opposed to just seeing them on film, just to give you a little firsthand talk. But you still got to go out there and do it yourself. So, I don't know if it helps a ton, but I know it doesn't hurt.
You talk about scheme versatility. You talk about scheme versatility. You guys use a lot of 12 personnel, but not in the traditional sense, because you've got tight ends that can catch from a quarterback standpoint. How important is that when you've got versatility at a traditional position that used to be just a blocker?
Tell me what 12 is exactly.
One running back, two tight ends.
Okay, that's news to me. we don't call it that. So the question is again, what
it's like to have the versatile tight ends to go to as a quarterback? How comforting is that?
Well, yeah, I mean certainly, Dreesen and Joel and Jacob give you some flexibility because. You've seen us put Jacob, you know, out wide, and you've seen Joel play in the slot. So I think it's a credit to those guys and their flexibility. And I think, you know, Coach McCoy's using them. And I know that was, you know, those were two guys that the Broncos targeted this offseason, you know, to get these guys on this team and to be able to use, you know, their abilities, you know, to hopefully exploit defenses. Both of them, you hope, create a matchup problem for the defense. And then, you know, Virgil's given us a little change up as well coming in. And you know, he's obviously a good blocker, but he made a couple of plays a couple of weeks ago in the passing game. So, yeah, I mean, the more guys can do, obviously the better. And I think Coach McCoy is using those guys' abilities.